Welcome to Minnesota Creates. I'm Susan Sponberg. Today, we're talking to filmmaker Pete McLernon. When you shoot a film, how do you go about deciding what to do? Do you come up with a story first?
I think for me, the projects are generally really slow burners. It sort of starts initially with sort of a feeling that is created by time eclipsing in a certain space that has a certain sort of phenomenological quality to it. And then the story comes out of that feeling that that space creates for me. The story is a way to articulate a space with time unfolding within it. Sometimes it takes a couple years of sort of digesting what that is and how that can sort of manifest itself into something that can be depicted or shown. But I think for me, it starts with, this maybe sounds kind of cheesy, but it starts with like a feeling in your gut that finds its way into something more tangible.
So how does this relate to your film, The Sound of Small Things? How did that start? What was the germ there?
The film is about a woman who may or may not be deaf living with her partner, and the secrets, the fictions, sort of truths that they build for each other, and whether or not those are actually legitimate. That particular story came from two things, from my own experience of living in a domestic relationship that was not going well. For me, the most dramatic points of that unhappiness were when nothing was happening. Not during the fights, not during the good times. It was sort of that feeling of doubt that you just sort of quietly live with. That was where then that the sort of germ of that story came from, was that idea of like a private experience that you don't know how to make public. It began with that, then trying to fold that into a narrative that's played out by two characters in sort of an allegorical context. And that was a particularly interesting project because I'd come from more of a fine arts background than a traditional film background. And so in my pre-production, a traditional script really isn't part of what I do. In the past, it's been much more of the sort of having a list or a stack of note cards of ideas of how things are going to function and then working with the people who are there, who in this particular experience, and really in all my experience before this, non-actors. And so working with non-actors, I think, is different than working with people who are highly trained, as you need to keep them in a place that is theirs. And so I think that collaborative aspect of, if this is the moment or this is the crystallization of an idea that we need to communicate, how are we going to get there in a natural way that can come from them without them sort of overstretching their abilities or even their, I don't want to say comfort levels because I think it's good to be uncomfortable, but to not overextend and to stay in a place that is where reactions can sort of unfold naturally to content. So a lot of that story, we sort of built the details off of these sort of diagrams or plans that I had that weren't necessarily in a traditional script format.
So then when you edit, you come down to the story, the real meat of the story.
Then the editing process, then you sort of spend a lot of time trying to let it tell you what it is and trying to listen to it, sort of like a communication between you and the work rather than you imposing your will on it.
Where can people see your work?
Right now, actually, it is available to stream online for $2.99 at this really great new startup. It is called Seed and Spark.
You've been listening to Minnesota Creates, produced in the studios of KBEM-FM. Minnesota Creates is made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.